Previously on The Vampire Diaries.
I love you. Look me in the eye and tell me that you don't feel something for him.
What are you doing with him?
I'm going to remake him. For vampire to end all vampires.
There's a reason why Esther used me to make you, isn't there? She didn't want you to be immortal, so she tied your life to a human one, mine.
I was the one who created your vampire bloodline, therefore I am responsible for your lives.
I want to desiccate him like you did to Michael.
No quiet from her. After we dump Klaus's body in the lake.
We don't know what he's doing in there.
He's 14.
They don't think.
Hey, you'll get me in trouble.
Morning.
Morning, Mom. She's gonna be fine. She got a little banged up today, hit her head, but it was just a slight concussion. Nothing to worry about.
But she collapsed, there was blood.
Honestly, Jeremy, she's okay. She's been through a lot. Is there anyone you want to call?
What?
I took her to the hospital. When you find your sister unconscious, you call 911.
Not when you have a parade of vampires at your disposal.
Every remaining original is going to want Elena dead to stop Alara. She's a sitting duck in there.
Well, Meredith wants to keep her here for observation.
Jeremy, get Elena home. We're on our way.
Have I told you lately how much I appreciate you not being the dumbest brother on Earth?
You know, one of us needs to keep moving, right? Klaus really is the sire of our bloodline. We need to keep his body hidden before Alaric finds him, kills him, and we all end up dead.
Our life is one big proverbial coin toss.
Hello, Meredith.
What are you doing here?
I'm Elena's guardian. I thought it was strange I didn't get a phone call.
How did you find out?
Well, I have eyes and ears everywhere now. It's funny, the people of this town are actually good at their jobs when you allow them to be. Speaking of, you are a little too good at your job. But that's because you cheat. So, I found your stash of vampire blood.
Stop it. Don't do that. Stop it!
The council will be in touch with the medical board to have your license suspended. Mayor Lockwood and Sheriff Forbes are being relieved of their duties. I'm getting this town back under control. And you will be releasing Elena to my custody.
Ouch. I'm fine. I want something to eat first.
We're on it. As soon as we make sure no one's lurking in the closets.
All right, couch. Now.
Oh, I told you. I'm fine.
Doctor says rest. You rest. Now, what can I get you? Do you want some tea? Maybe some vodka? Both will help you sleep. I know. Being smothering is what I do. No, It's nice.
I'm thinking maybe tea with vodka. Caroline Forbes told me that my ponytail lacked zhuzh.
I don't even know what that means.
And Caroline's driving Elena crazy, as usual. So as I psychically predicted, flare jeans are making a comeback.
That doesn't make you a psychic, Bonnie. It means that you watch too much Top Model.
Say what you want. I've got a bad feeling about the bonfire tonight.
It doesn't matter because I can't go.
I know, but Jenna's in town and my parents want to do family night.
You have to go. See if you can sneak out. Gotta see Coach Tanner. Love it.
You didn't say back.
What?
You know what? Can't string him along, Elena. If you're not into it anymore, just tell him.
Where's everyone?
Tyler and Caroline got a call from their moms. What were you dreaming about?
Sophomore year.
Seems like forever ago.
It was. I'm sorry that I strung you along. I should have figured out what I wanted and just been honest about it. And now I'm making the same mistakes with Stefan and Damon. It's not right what I'm doing to them either. I have to let one of them go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. To the kitchen, I appreciate him staying open for me.
Coddled. I feel completely fine.
You're on house arrest. You're supposed to be coddled.
Wouldn't it be smarter if we just got you the hell out of town?
And do what? Go on the run for the rest of my life? No, thank you. And I'm not an invalid. It doesn't count.
So you're just gonna let her call the shots?
Let her make her own decisions?
Even if they're wrong?
Nothing wrong with free will, Matt. Trust me. You don't realize that till you lose it.
Stefan.
Elijah. Hello again.
I need you to tell me where they're keeping Klaus's body.
I don't know, and even if I did, why would I tell you?
Elena's association with vampires nearly got her killed again tonight, Jeremy. Does that even register with you?
Of course it does.
Well, she can't seem to cut them out of her life. But I can. And with your help, I'll get rid of all of them. Find out where Klaus's body is being hidden. I'll kill him. All his siblings. And when I die, vampires will no longer exist.
But the only way for you to die is if Elena dies.
And lock me up. Now, Bonnie, put a spell on me like she did Klaus. Let Elena live a long, healthy, human life. When our life is over, mine will be too. This stake is the one weapon on Earth that can kill them. I'm gonna get Klaus. Either way, Jeremy, be on the right side of this.
All we need is to take that stake away from him. Once it's been disarmed, the weapons in my possession, my family will scatter to the ends of the earth.
And a lark will follow us.
And you'll just
run.
You've done it before? Klaus and Rebecca spent the better part of 1,000 years evading my father. What's another half century while Elena's able to live out the rest of her natural life?
We finally stopped him, Elijah. After everything that he's done to us, I can't just let you bring him back.
I give you my word, Elena. I will not revive Klaus within yours, nor even within your children's lifetimes. Perhaps that'll finally teach him some manners.
Why should she trust you? All you've done is screw her over.
And for that, I'm deeply ashamed. But know this. She could have been dead the instant I walked through that door tonight. So, Elena, I leave it to you to make the decision whether to trust me or not.
Not? Hello? Did that concussion give you brain damage?
His lunatic siblings will kill you the first chance they get.
Rebecca and Cole will honor the terms. If you return Klaus's body to us, Elena will come to no harm. Do we have a deal?
No! No, 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 no! Did I mention no?
Elena, it's up to you.
Oh, come on!
Why do you want Klaus's body?
He's my brother. We remain together.
We have a deal.
Mom?
In here. Mom.
What's going on?
Alaric added us to the council. He told them everything. The whole council knows what you are.
He's got them looking for Klaus, and then they're going to come looking for you. You can't be here when they do.
But what are you saying?
You both need to get out of town.
I pulled together some cash, and Liz will get you some new identification, and we'll get school records.
Wait a minute. You want us to run?
We can't protect you anymore.
Well, we can't just pack up and leave.
If you stay, you're going to end up dead. You don't have a choice.
So what are you going to do?
What I want to do? Just run in that house, grab Elena, and get her out of here and away from all this.
So why don't we?
Feel like getting her past all the vampires in there. Even if I wanted to help Alaric, I have no idea where Klaus's body is.
I do. Yes?
I know where Klaus's body is.
Good. Tell me.
Damon's on his way to bury him in the woods off Route 12. I'll text you with the specifics.
Thank you, Jeremy. You're doing the right thing for your sister.
I know. You bought it.
We can't just leave town.
Yes, we can.
No, but our friends need us.
And our mothers need us to stay alive. Look, Stefan and Damon are going to do whatever it takes to protect themselves. But this is our lives. So let me protect you.
I will go anywhere with you. And if we have to spend the rest of our lives running, I will run with you. First, I have to help our friends.
I'll get stuff together and meet you at the cell in 2 hours.
Deal!
We got a travel light. So what do you need?
Just you. Maybe a curling iron. Oh, I have to tell Bonnie.
I'll call Bonnie. Okay. 2 hours. Don't you dare be late.
Okay.
I'm halfway out of Virginia, and Elena sells our souls to the originals.
It's her call.
You know what else is her call? Everything bad ever.
Where's the body? As long as it's unspelled, the lock is one witch away from finding it.
Pardon me. I was going to use unit 666, but I figured that would be a little obvious. So, 1020. Mini fridge, a couple bird cages, box full of Playboys.
One beef jerky-fied original.
I need a minute.
Just jam the witch locator, bat signal, whatever, and get on with it, Bonnie.
Elena and Jeremy lost Jenna and Alaric because of him. Tyler's a hybrid. My mother's a vampire. Could you give me a minute to just appreciate the side of him like this? You should burn in hell. If you die, so do my friends. So does my mother. What am I supposed to do about that?
Stefan, make sure that Alaric doesn't lay a hand on Jeremy.
Jeremy will be fine. Between all of us, we'll have the strength and numbers to disarm Alaric.
Lately, I feel like every time someone walks out of this house, there's a chance they may not make it back home.
Well, I promise I will do everything in my power to make sure that we all come back.
Stefan, forget it. We can talk later.
I just left. Rebecca should be here soon. Pick up the body.
I got Caroline and Elijah in place. Jeremy's going to lead Alaric to us.
You just had to let her make the choice, didn't you?
What would you have done, Damon?
Grabbed her, gagged her, threw her in a well. I don't know anything other than let her trust Elijah.
You know she'd just hate you for it, right?
Yeah, but she'd be alive and she'd hate me.
That's the eternal difference between you and me, brother.
As soon as we get the stay, can over the coffin and get out. Alaric's got half the police looking for Klaus's car.
Will do. Gotta go.
The original sister's here.
It's about time, sexy Bex.
Where is Klaus?
Haven't you found him?
Oh, you'd be amazed at how competent law enforcement is when it's not corrupted by vampires. Where is Klaus?
In the storage locker? There's only been 1,000 of them. Have at it.
Thank you.
Sorry, I overhoneyed. I suck at tea. So, Stefan.
He saved my life, you know. I never told you that. The night that my parents' car went off the bridge, Stefan was the one that saved me.
So do you feel like you owe him or something?
No, it's not that. It's... After the accident, I kind of felt like I didn't know how to live anymore. Like I didn't want to.
But then being with Stefan, somehow I figured it out. And that's what love should be. You should love the person that makes you glad that you're alive.
So then what's the problem?
The problem's Damon. When I'm with him, it just consumes me. And I know that I can't love them both. I know that it's wrong, but when I choose one, then I'll lose the other. And I don't want to lose anyone else. I wish that I had my mom here to give me some advice. Hey, it's me.
Your dad is making me play Pictionary. I suck at Pictionary.
You do. You're terrible.
Bite me, Grayson.
Listen, do you think someone can come pick me up?
Oh, having second thoughts about ditching family, right? Here. Elena?
Everything okay?
Matt and I got into a fight. He was talking about college and marriage and all the stuff that he always talks about, and I couldn't.
He doesn't really care about that yet, honey. He's just
trying to figure out how you feel about
him right now.
I don't know how I feel.
Yes, you do.
You're just afraid to say it.
Yes, I don't want to lose him.
You're not going to lose him, honey.
You're setting him free.
What's going on?
It's the only way I was going to get you in this truck.
He trusts me?
I'm sorry, Elena, but you're right, okay? You don't have any parents to tell you what's right or wrong. You got me and Jeremy and a bunch of vampires fighting a war you shouldn't be in the middle of.
What the hell is going on, Matt?
I'm getting you out of town, Elena. It's the only way to keep you safe.
Feel anything?
No.
Took Sage about an hour before she got sick.
Yeah, Klaus was lying about being the sire of our bloodline.
Well, if he wasn't lying, an hour is not enough time to get you all the way back to Mystic Falls.
For us to have our epic goodbye, Stefan.
Not us, brother. You and Elena.
Well, I guess you'll just have to say goodbye for both of us, won't you? Call me if you go up along.
Stefan, Elena's not at home. Matt and I, we're getting her out of town.
It's gonna be fine. Klaus was lying. We're all gonna be okay. What happened?
Got it, Jer.
We have to go back. Listen to me, Matt. If Klaus is the one who turned their bloodline, then they're all gonna die. We have to go back, Matt!
Elena.
What?
Damon's not with them.
What?
He's 100 miles out of town. I can keep driving to him, or I can turn around and go back to Stefan. It's your choice.
Let me guess. Calling to see if the Grim Reaper's paid a visit.
How are you feeling? Are there any symptoms?
Not yet. But I'm sure we'll have a laugh when you find out that Klaus is a big, fat liar.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Hey, what are you?
That's taking me home.
To Stefan.
Not just to Stefan. Damon, to Tyler, to Caroline.
Oh, I know, I get it. So, since I'm possibly a dead man, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
If it was just down to him and me, and you had to make a choice, who got the goodbye? Who would it be?
I love him, David. He came into my life at a time when I needed someone, and I fell for him instantly. No matter what I feel for you, I never unfall for him.
Hey, I get it.
Stefan. It's always gonna be Stefan.
I can't think about always. All I can think about is right now. And I care about you, Damon. Which is why I have to let you go. I mean, maybe if you and I had met first.
Maybe.
You're gonna be fine. You hear me? You're gonna be okay, and I'm gonna see you soon.
Real soon. Goodbye, Elena. See, you're still pissed. I take it Goldilocks gave you the slip.
Tyler! Tyler!
Caroline?
Tyler! Oh my gosh!
Hey. Sorry, I was just with Bonnie. What happened?
Klaus died. He's dead.
You're going to be fine, Caroline.
No, it's not me that I'm worried about.
There's no point.
from a lost cause. But you're strong, and you have a beautiful future ahead of you. And when you make it through this, just tell my mother I left town like I was supposed to, okay?
Too care.
What now?
It's Tyler. He's
David!
Matt, no! Stop it!
This isn't how our lives are supposed to be, Amanda.
Gone, Elijah. There was nothing I could do to stop it.
Tyler Lockwood is dead, but the rest survived. You said that they clustered in their bloodline.
He did.
It wasn't me, it wasn't Cole.
It wasn't me, Elijah. It was Niklaus, I'm sure of it.
And how are they still alive?
I know you're here.
I must say, you really did that spell brilliantly.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I did it to save my friends and my mother, Klaus. Not you.
The spirits won't be happy with you.
Spirits don't get to tell me what to do anymore. I'm done getting pushed around by all of you. I did it because I wanted to.
Hello?
You're alive. Congratulations.
Rebecca.
Elijah spoke to Elena. Harry and Matt should be arriving back in town any minute.
Yeah, he told me that. He also said you two would be long gone out of town by now.
That's the problem. Elijah says we have to run, that the hunter will keep coming after us. But
I don't want to run anymore, Stefan.
I spent my whole life running.
What are you talking about? We had a deal.
And I'm sorry, but Klaus is dead. There is no deal.
My brothers and I are going to survive.
We need to get rid of Alaric, and the only way to get rid of Alaric.
Rebecca, no.
I need to call Stefan, but my phone is dying.
Here, use mine.
Thanks. Matt, look out!
Kept me weak. It's also why it took so long for the real me to break through.
And now I'm gonna break you.
I know, Bonnie. You're right. You and Mom both are. I just can't bring myself to tell him. At least not tonight. I'll call you later.
Catherine.
No, I'm Elena.
Oh, you just look... I'm sorry. You just really remind me of someone. I'm Damon.
Not to be hurt or anything, Damon, but it's kind of creepy that you're out here in the middle of nowhere.
You want to talk? You're out here all by yourself.
It's Mr. Falls. Nothing bad ever happens here. Got into a fight with my boyfriend.
About what? May I ask?
Life. Future. He's got it all mapped out.
You don't want it?
I don't know what I want.
Well, that's not true. You want what everybody wants.
What? Mysterious stranger who has all the answers?
I was just saying I've been around a long time. I've learned a few things.
So, Damon, tell me, what is it that I want?
You want a love that consumes you. You want passion and adventure and even a little danger.
So what do you want? To your parents.
I want you to get everything you're looking for. But right now, I want you to forget that this happened. Can't have people knowing I'm in town yet. Good night, Elena.
It's
what's happening.
No. 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 Rick. No. Rick.
You are not dead.
Man, where are you guys? You should have been back by now.
Jeremy.
Haven't you done enough? And how'd you even get in here?
I don't know. Just wanted to say goodbye and it kind of happened.
Rick?
I just want you to know that I will always be here to look after you, Jeremy. But you'll never be alone. Okay? I promise.
I don't understand. Oh my God, you're a ghost. What if you're dead? That means Elena.
Where is she?
No, Damon.
Where is she?
Wait! You need to know, when Jeremy brought Elena in here earlier tonight, her injuries were worse than I let on. It wasn't a concussion. It was a cerebral hemorrhage. Bleeding on the brain.
What are you saying?
He was so worried I didn't want to tell him, but I helped her. She needed my help.
You what?